Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part one of a two-part series with the National Milk Producers Federation. The government's fiscal year ends September 30th, and Congress either needs to pass a full-year spending measure for the next fiscal year, or at least an extension of the current one, or the country faces a shutdown that affects the future of the 2023 Farm Bill. Hot-button issues include U.S. border control with Mexico, how to use money not spent on COVID programs, and borrowing authority for the government. For agriculture, the concern is not only the crafting of the 2023 Farm Bill, but what the fate of the Farm Bill funded programs looks like with this pending government shutdown. National Milk Producers Federation Vice President of Member Services and Governance, Chris Galen.
Some of the programs in the 2018 Farm Bill begin to expire at the end of September. Most of them, including a lot of the dairy safety net ones, expire at the end of this calendar year. And so unless they pass either a new Farm Bill or get an extension of current policy, we could also be looking at the expiration of some key farm programs here in the coming months.
Also at issue is the modernizing of the Federal Milk Marketing Order, which is currently undergoing a USDA hearing in Indianapolis, Indiana. If the government does indeed shut down,
the funding for that hearing, the judge that's overseeing it, the renting of space in Indianapolis where the hearing's taking place, that would all come to a screeching halt.
More on the Federal Milk Marketing Order hearing itself in tomorrow's report.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.